To the students, staff, and faculty of Emmanuel, as well as anyone else who might listen to this, we are currently living in a precarious and unprecedented time in human history. As the world is gripped by anxiety, fear, and frustration, they look to those in authority for answers. The answers that those leaders give often change, are often flawed, and are often uncertain. As Christians, we do not build our trust and confidence in governors, world leaders, or medical science. While we do pray that these people and organizations work for the good of our nation and our planet, as Christians, we place our supreme and ultimate trust in God, our King. And it is on this basis that I ask you today to consider the words of John's Gospel, chapter 18, verse 36. Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight, so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." This is the word of God. Jesus was not what a lot of people wanted or expected in the Messiah or King. A lot of people in Jesus' time were searching for a short-term, earthly answers. They saw Jesus for the miracles that he did. When he made food out of nothing for thousands of people, they saw a king who could provide their entire country with food. When he healed people from diseases and even raised people from the dead, many people only saw a king who could heal their bodies. When people saw Jesus stand up to the establishment of the day, they saw him only as the potential leader of a popular rebellion that could take their country back from the Romans who governed them. Many people in Jesus' day misunderstood who he was and misunderstood his purpose. They wanted and expected Jesus to be an earthly king for them, who would solve their earthly physical problems for them. That misunderstanding didn't just exist in a historical vacuum during Jesus' life on earth. It's something that exists in our world of today. More than that, it's a misunderstanding that we see not just in the world around us, but inside ourselves, especially during times like these. Our temptation as believers is to see Jesus as an earthly king or fixer, whose main job is to fix our earthly problems. We want him to keep the economy from crashing and keep people from losing their jobs. We want Jesus to be the king that prevents civil unrest from happening. We want Jesus to be the king that stops COVID-19. It's not a problem when we ask God for these things. We should be asking God to keep our country and our world prosperous, safe, and healthy. The problem is when we see that as Jesus' main job or purpose. That's really the point of our reading from John. Jesus' main job isn't to make our lives here on earth easier or better. His kingdom wasn't, and still isn't, of this world. Our struggle today as Christians isn't against a virus. It's not against a global economic recession or even depression. It isn't against the chance of violence, crime, or rebellion. Our warfare, our struggle, is inside our own hearts. We fight every day against the sinful nature that lives inside of us. The thing is that when we fight that sinful nature on our own, we lose every time. No matter how hard we try and what we do to try to fix our own sin, there is nothing that we can do. And that's terrifying, because if we trust in ourselves to take care of our sin, it turns hell into a locked-in destination. that's only getting closer with every passing second. But that is the main purpose and point of Jesus, to solve our problem of sin for us. His kingdom isn't an earthly one where he makes all of our earthly problems go away. The kingdom of Jesus is a heavenly kingdom that he establishes in the hearts of his believers that makes sin go away. That's why he allowed himself to be arrested, allowed himself to be wrongly convicted, and allowed himself to be publicly executed to take away the sins of the world. And why did he allow all of that to happen? Jesus could have called down fire out of heaven to destroy anyone who got in his way or said anything against him. If he wanted to, he could have set himself up as an earthly king of the entire world, spending his days giving out food to the needy and healing everyone who was sick. But if he had done that, what would have happened to sin? What would have happened to all the prophecies made about Jesus in the Old Testament? If Jesus had been the earthly king that many people wanted him to be, those prophecies would have gone unfulfilled, and we would still be lost in our sin with no way out. This was the question that Jesus asked Peter in the Garden of Gethsemane, after Peter cut off the ear of the high priest's servant. When Jesus said to him, "How then could the scriptures be fulfilled, that it must happen thus?" Jesus had to fulfill all of those prophecies if God the Father was going to accept Jesus' payment for the sins of the world. And for your sake and mine, and for every sinful human being to live on earth, Jesus didn't fail. He kept every one of those promises for you. He wasn't the king that a lot of people wanted, but he is the king that everyone needs. Jesus lived a perfect life for you, fulfilled every prophecy for you, and died and rose again on the third day for you. As your king, Jesus has won your fight over sin in your place. This is the king and leader we have. If Jesus, our king, has solved our problem of sin, what problem is there that he can't solve? In the words of Romans 8:32, "He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" We live in a dangerous time, but it isn't the first time that God has led his people. During the persecution of the Christians in the early church, God was there leading his people. In more modern history, there was the 1918 flu epidemic. Even there, God was leading his people. Through the horror of two world wars, God has led his people. In every period of human history, God has been our king and our leader, and nothing has changed today. Today we ask that God would keep us individually and keep our world safe and keep us healthy. But no matter what happens in the days to come, we always keep our eyes focused on Jesus, the King who has taken away the sins of the world. Amen.
The hymn selected for this devotion is hymn 54 from the Lutheran hymnal.
Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Open now the crystal fountain, whence the healing stream doth flow. Let the fiery, cloudy pillar lead me all my journey through. Strong deliverer, be thou still my strength and shield. When I tread the verge of Jordan, in my anxious fear subside. Death of death and hell's destruction, let me safe on Canaan's side. Songs of praises are